New Rob has a scenario to present. Is he wrong? That's the question, New Rob.
No, it's why am I wrong, apparently, because I am.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So you are already deemed wrong now.
Yes. In fact, I sent Nipsey a photo yesterday of the situation so he could have the photo to make a better determination of whether I was wrong or not. And your response was, I don't care what the story is, you're wrong. And if you would like to see the photo, it's posted on the official People's Morning Show Facebook page. It's not often that I'm home at night. I go out, I do stand up, I'm at gigs or at open mics or, you know, I got things. So I'm out, not always home at night. I was home the other night and my girlfriend was very tired from work. She was very tired because she didn't sleep well the night before. The baby was up all night. He's going through a stage called, I didn't know this is a thing, night terrors, where I, for whatever reason, in the middle of the night, the baby will wake up and just scream.
Yep.
Never had that with my other kids, but this one, every night, like clockwork, 1:30 in the morning, I just start hearing screaming coming from the other end of the hall. Okay. So that's been going on for a few nights. Girlfriend's exhausted. She cooks dinner on Tuesday night. I happen to be home. I don't have a gig. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to help out. I start cleaning up the house. She's going to put the baby to bed after dinner. I start picking up all the baby's toys in the living room, figuring I'll help out. That way she doesn't get done and have to do it. And then I noticed that the kitchen was a disaster zone. It was a big dinner. There were lots of pots and pans, plates everywhere. So I went, you know what? I'm going to help out here too. I'm going to be a hero. So not only do I clean up all the baby's toys in the living room, I clean up the entire kitchen. And I take all of the dishes and I put them in the sink. And I don't just leave them in the sink. I run some water over them all so that way, that, you know, the food will be easier to scrub off or throw in the dishwasher and it clean off. My girlfriend comes out of the bedroom, and you would have thought she walked in on me sleeping with another woman. That's how upset she was because I loaded so many dishes into the sink that she had no room to wash any of the dishes, at which point she actually turned to me and said, I'd rather you do nothing than help because this is how it ends. And I went, you gotta be kidding me. I'm trying to be the good person. Okay, the photo's up on the official People's Morning Show Facebook page. So if you want to go and take a look at the sink and make a determination for yourself, I thought I was helping. Turns out I'm just a herder. I'm not a helper. I'm a herder.
You got in the way.
Oh, that so stings when they say to you, it'd be better off if you just didn't do anything.
Right? And, you know, that's not true. You know, the help is, I'm sure, appreciated on some level. But when somebody's got a system or a pattern for doing something, you're in the way.
Well, that pattern and system of doing something had clearly broken down by the amount of dishes that were all over the countertops. I really thought, I was like, listen, I never do this, not because I don't want to. I'm just never around to help with the after dinner cleanup and the, you know, get all the toys situated before bed cleanup. So I figured, hey, I'm here. Let me help. I'm going to be here. To be honest, I thought I would get rewarded in ways in which adults reward other adults that are in a relationship together. I thought I was getting some. No, not money.
There's another bonuses? Piece to this from bonuses? The female side.
I don't bonuses.
None of
it. Yeah, hang on. No. From the female side, too, this can also be taken as the, oh, I guess you think there were too many dishes, so you decided to pile them all up in the sink to let me know that they weren't done.
See, she knows better than that because I'm very blunt. If I were to feel that way, I'd go, hey, there's a lot of dishes. Right. You might want to get those taken care of. But I'm not that kind of guy, you know. And here's why she yelled at me. I didn't know that we were washing dishes before we put them in the dishwasher. She washes each individual dish. Right. Then puts them in the dishwasher so they can sanitize. Well, I thought, why are you washing the dishes before you put them in a dishwasher? Dishwasher is the name of the machine that we're putting them in, not dish disinfector, dishwasher. So why are we not just taking them and putting them directly in there and having them be washed?
It may not be the case for you, but some people, yeah, could take that wrong. So you're loud and clear about that. And yes, washing dishes. My mother used to do that. She used to wash the dishes till they were perfectly clean and then still put them in the dishwasher. One of the problems with that we had, I don't know if it still exists, is that the dishes were so clean, there was no oil on them to keep like the gasket. I hate to use the word moist, but you know what I'm saying? Ugh. Like to keep the gasket lubricated. So the damn dishwasher dried out. It was one of those that you, like you have nips where you wheel them out into the middle of the kitchen and hook them up.
Yep.
So she would wash the dishes and they were so clean. By the time she put them in there, it didn't help the dishwasher that it was too clean and ended up ruining it.
I thought I was a hero. I really did. Like, in my head,
you are a
that
hero.
Foo Fighters song, Here Comes My Hero. Uh-huh. I thought that would be playing. I was like, oh, I'm getting the bedroom tonight. We're going to, you know, she's going to show me how thankful she is. Nope. Ended up sleeping on the couch watching Sons of Sam on Netflix going, what did I do wrong here? I thought I was helping.
Did you come back and say, did you get angry when you were told that you'd be better off if you hadn't done anything?
No, because I'm kind of like that Eeyore stage of the relationship.
Are you
where,
a sulker?
Well, no, she'll just, I've been beaten down for so long that when that happens, I just go, all right, you're right. And then I just, I hunch my shoulders down and I just sit back on the couch and turn on the TV and go, all right, this is the rest of my evening. Not what I thought at all.
There you go. Hero to zero. New Rob trying to help. No good at all.
No, zero to zero. I'm zero help and I'm a zero at home.
Help for people sometimes to say they're sorry, to apologize, but the celebrities seem to have it down to a certain degree. New Rob, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I do too. I've been wrong so many times in my life that now it's just, I know I'm wrong and I'm sorry. It's an automatic response. How do you feel? Sorry.
All right, here we go. Your job here is to name the celebrity.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm going to give you a quote first, and then to see if you get it from the quote. If not, then I'll play some actual audio.
Okay.
I was untruthful. I had affairs. I cheated. What I did was not acceptable, and I'm the only person to blame. Okay. I have let my family down, and I regret those transgressions with all of my heart. I've not been true to my values and the behavior my family deserves. I'm not without faults, and I am far short of perfect.
Can I get what wheelhouse of stardom is this person in? Like entertainment, athlete?
Singer?
Okay, so you have no guess at this time. I'll give you another clue. Yes, this is an athlete.
Kobe Bryant.
Sorry, that is.
Ah, damn it.
Incorrect.
Well, that's who I thought it was, too. That's who I thought it was. I didn't know if you'd go there or not.
Well, that was my guess because the whole, I mean, he had the press conference with Vanessa after the Colorado situation. So no, not Kobe Bryant.
Great guess. Not Kobe Bryant. So you heard the quote. It is a male athlete. And here is some actual audio.
I want to say to each of you simply and directly, I am deeply sorry.
Got it. Tiger Woods.
My irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
Damn it. That is correct. That is Tiger Woods.
Damn it. As soon as I heard that voice, I knew.
Yes, but close with Kobe. Not a bad guess. Not at all. This actor apologized for using an anti-gay slur against a photographer whom he called a C, an S, and an F.
Whoa, that's getting them all in.
Woo. The actor apologized for using an anti-gay slur against a photographer whom he called a C-S-F.
I need more clues.
Okay. The apology, I did not intend to hurt or offend anyone with my choice of words, but clearly I have, he said. And for that, I'm deeply sorry. Words are important. I understand that and will choose mine with great care going forward.
Do you have any audio of this apology?
Not this one. No, this was the game they do often is the statement. The statement is okay. Quietly put out. Either they come out with a big press conference, guns a-blazing, or it's a little quiet statement put out on a Friday at 4:30 so no one sees it.
Okay, so it involves a photographer and an actor calling the photographer a C, an S, and an F.
Yes, and this actor's had several run-ins.
Alec Baldwin. Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Woo!
Correct.
Because he went off. He went off.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had some terrible moments. Remember, he yelled at his own daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, called her
a message.
Ireland.
He left a message, no less.
It called her a pig, a selfish pig.
11's tough, though. That's a tough one.
Not enough to be called a pig.
This is often one of my favorites. This move, the do you know who I am move. Always one of the greats. The do you know who I am move. This person became upset during a DUI arrest and said, "Do you know my name?"
I know, but I'm not going to blow it for Rob. I know.
And when the police officer responded, "No," she, female actress, she then threatened him, saying, "You're about to find out who I am. You're going to be on the national news." Who said this and had to apologize for these words?
You said it's a female actress, correct?
Correct.
Do you have any more clues you can give me?
I can, but I'm afraid it'll give it away at this point.
Did you give gender?
Female, yes.
Okay.
Female, pulling all the stops out, was arrested with her husband at the time.
There's one. I know it's a Nipsey favorite, or was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? That's such okay. an odd
one,
thing.
One might say she is delightful.
And known for her chin.
Chin.
Her cute chin. I think you said that, Nips. I think it was you. I don't know where I came up with that, but cute chin, it had to have been you.
I'm at a loss. I'm going to have to just guess somebody that might be a diva. Mini Driver.
Wow, out of nowhere. Interesting guess.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. All right, here's the audio. You tell me now who this is, Rob, who made this, had to apologize.
It's one of those nights, you know, we went out to dinner in Atlanta and we had one too many glasses of wine. We thought we were fine to drive and we absolutely were not. And it's just completely unacceptable. And we are so sorry and embarrassed and we know better.
And we know better.
Is that, what's the lady that's married to Dax Shepard? Not her. It's not her, right?
No, it's not.
I love her too. I don't know. I have absolutely no guess. I thought the voice would have done it for me, but I couldn't tell who that is.
Wow. One more time.
It's one of those nights. You know, we went out to dinner in Atlanta, and we had one too many glasses of wine. We thought we were fine to drive, and we absolutely were not. And it's just completely unacceptable, and we are so sorry and embarrassed, and we know better.
She's so good that even her apology I like better than most that I see. Most yeah. I'm like, whatever, you're just doing it because you have to. With her, I was like, oh.
You don't buy an apology for no,
I hate apologies.
Anyone.
Because they're not sincere. They're BS. No one's ever apologized to me. So it's like, I don't buy apologies. But hers was like, oh. Do you have a guess? America's sweetheart, Rob. Who is it?
Julia Roberts.
No. Incorrect. Damn. Jennifer Shea, tell America.
No, you tell them. It's your game. Go ahead.
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
Don't you remember when she got pulled over and she was smarted off huge to the officer?
I don't, but it does seem like she does. When you say America's sweetheart, I think Julia Roberts. I don't think Reese Witherspoon.
I don't know where I got that from.
But she it was Nipsey's sweetheart.
Yeah. So that
I always
is
Reese, liked her.
Reese Witherspoon pulling a do you know who I am moment, which I always love.
Well, if you have it to pull, bad. Do you know who I am? Obviously, they don't know who you are. You should. If you say, do you know who I am? Well, no, obviously not, because otherwise we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Here is your next clue. Audio only.
Okay.
Who is making this apology?
Yeah, it's a very, very regrettable thing. And I wish it never came into my life, but we're sitting here talking about it. I'm so sorry that I have to. I apologize to everybody in Major League Baseball. My family. The Marises. But Selig, today was the hardest day of my life.
Oh. Now, you say very often people don't mean it. That was heartfelt.
Was that Mark McGwire?
Correct.
Boom.
Very good.
Look at that.
Very good. I like that one. Nice job.
And was he apologizing for getting caught doping? Is that why he's apologizing to Maris family?
It was basically the steroid admission eventually. Yes, eventually.
So I got two of the male athletes correct, but I got the two female actresses wrong.
And for extra credit, who's this?
Mark, there's no crying in baseball. You know that.
Who's that?
Mark, there's no crying in baseball. You know that.
Who's that for extra credit?
Mark, there's no crying in baseball. You know that.
I'm going to go. I have no idea. I was going to guess Sammy Sosa. That doesn't sound like Sammy Sosa.
Mark, there's no crying in baseball. You know that.
That's your buddy, Jose Canseco.
Oh.
Shaming Mark McGuire for crying.
Jose Canseco, you can hire him to go hunt aliens and Bigfoot with you off of Twitter. So do with that information what you please.
He's so out there too, but an interesting character, and one who was more honest and more correct than a lot of other folks were. His book talking about roids, right, huh?
Oh, he called everybody out. That dude pulled no punches when he put that book out.
So well done. Okay, here's your next one. In 2006, this actor-director was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. He said at the time, Jews are responsible for all
Mel
the
Gibson,
wars.
Mel Gibson. As soon as you say Jews, right away, Mel Gibson.
That's correct. I didn't know how to make it any harder.
As soon as you start, because I believe he called the female cop a homophobic slur as well in there. He really got them all in one police traffic stop.
He said, I want to apologize specifically to everyone in the Jewish community for the vitriolic. Am I saying it right?
Vitriolic
and harmful words that I said to law enforcement officers the night I was arrested on a DUI charge. Well, it never ends good in these DUIs, does it? That really seems to be a bad one.
Man, that, and remember the voicemails that he left his ex, Oksana Grigorieva, on the...
I do.
Those drunken, you make me want to smoke. So weird.
I agree with that part. I understand that part. Okay, here is another audio clue. Identify singer and song title.
Sorry seems to be...
I'm not allowed to hit the buzzer.
Elton.
Say that again.
Your guess?
Sir Elton John.
Correct.
Elton.
And what's the song? Do we know the song title, New Rob?
I'm so sad.
No, I knew you were going to do that.
I was waiting for him to give a line.
Half credit, unfortunately.
Ah, oh, damn it.
That is sorry seems to be the hardest word. Just an extra credit question. All right, let's get to this one. This comedian actor used blackface while doing an impression of Chris Rock on Saturday Night Live.
That's okay.
Said, I realized I can't not say I'm horrified and I'm sorry and I'm embarrassed. I realized that the silence is the biggest crime that white guys like me and the rest of us are doing, staying silent. We need to say something. Who is this comedian actor?
All right, so they dressed in blackface to do a Chris Rock impersonation. So this has got to be after 94. Was this recent? Do you have a year?
I do not have a year. Years ago, recently discovered kind of deal.
Man, I don't know who... I know you're going to need an answer. I was going to guess Pete Davidson, but I've never read anything bad about him other than him smoking a lot of weed.
Jimmy Fallon is who did that.
Wow. I had no idea Jimmy Fallon dressed in blackface. Okay.
Impersonating Chris Rock. We have another comedian.
In blackface?
Whoa. Yes.
Oh, no. Okay.
Impersonated Carl Malone in the mid-90s.
Oh, I know. Jimmy Kimmel.
That's correct. Jimmy Kimmel. So apparently thinking of the good idea was a good idea at the time. He said he regretted impersonating NBA star Carl Malone in the mid-90s. In a statement, there's nothing more important to me than your respect, and I apologize to those who genuinely hurt or offended by the makeup I wore or the words I spoke. Again, he did the statement thing instead. So if you're keeping track at home, Jimmy Kimmel impersonating Karl Malone, Jimmy Fallon impersonating Chris Rock.
Because had he done the video statement, then we'd be playing the audio right here. Smart move to avoid doing the video statement.
Finally. You know, I'm really busted up over this, and I'm very, very sorry to those people in the audience, the blacks, the Hispanics, whites, everyone that was there that took the brunt of that anger and hate and rage and how it came through. And I'm concerned about more hate and more rage and more anger coming through, not just towards me, but towards a black-white conflict. Who is this actor-comedian?
Michael Richards?
Correct!
Boom! Look at that!
Probably the toughest one of all. Well done.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm 100% right at guessing the anti-Semitic and racist apologies. I don't know what that says about me, but I know exactly who said what when it comes to those things.
So there you go. There is your apology game. Not too bad. You did pretty good.
And Michael Richards has never been seen from since. Remember that happened at the Comedy Store? He went on stage, started using racial language, went on Letterman the next night with Jerry Seinfeld to apologize, and then we have not seen Michael Richards since 2007.
And you know Jerry, you know, we all know Jerry pretty well. Not the kind of thing he probably wanted to do.
No, but there was that part where you're like, all right, that's a stand-up thing for Jerry to do, to come out and stand by his friend. He came and he said what he said was wrong, but I have to stand by this person. I've known him for 20 years, and I've never known him to use this language.
I was so awkward. You want to talk about awkward, cringeworthy awkward. That was indeed.
And that was one of the first viral videos, too. Not something you want to go viral on video.